Good afternoon and welcome to Tiger Lane Center Podcast, Season 1, Episode 1. I'm Ethan Jacob, joined with my friend Patrick Johnson. Today, we were fortunate enough to be joined by Rick Lovato, the superintendent of the East Otero School District.
Welcome, Mr. Lovato. You are the first person on this podcast, so it should be interesting. We prepared a couple questions for you to answer, followed by a Proust questionnaire. First question is, where were you born?
La Junta.
Mm-hmm. What kind of kid were you in high school?
I loved sports. I was a pretty good student. I was valedictorian in my senior class.
What sports would you play?
I played football, baseball, and basketball.
What year did you graduate?
1989.
What year did you graduate college?
My undergrad, my bachelor's was a short 8 years, 1996.
Which college did you attend?
Colorado State University, Fort Collins.
What made you choose the career path that you chose?
Math was my favorite subject, and I had a long road to get in there. I went to OJC, and I played basketball here and enjoyed that. And when it boiled down to playing longer, I had a choice between going to a school that didn't have the program I wanted and playing basketball, or going where I had the program I wanted and not playing anymore. And I chose the University of New Mexico. I studied architecture there for a year. Didn't like it very much. I got fat when I wasn't playing sports. So a buddy of mine called, and I joined the Army. I was in the Army National Guard. Was active for about a year in Fort Gordon, Georgia, and finishing my schooling part. Then I came back and I went to Fort Collins, and I was closest to graduating with a math degree. I wanted to teach and coach, so that's what I did.
Where did you start, and how did you reach your position today?
I started teaching and coaching at Shaw Schools in 1996, and I was a math teacher there for 7 years. I did my student teaching at Lahana Junior Senior High, or Junior High, in those days. And then I coached football, basketball, and baseball there. Was lucky enough to coach some pretty good teams, and shared coaching a state championship team where my brother was a player, and also coached on two with my father as coaches, winning two more, which was really, that was a highlight to my non-administrative career. I left Sherrod to be a principal at Manzanola for 2 years, and then the superintendency in Sherrod opened up, and I was superintendent there for 9 years, and then I came to La Junta 5 years ago.
What do you do on a daily basis for your work?
A lot of email, and a lot of conversations, a lot of planning, a lot of putting out fires as they come through the day. Some parent involvement, some student involvement, mostly personal interaction and just building relationships with people.
Are you married?
Yes.
When did you get married?
1996. It's a loaded question. I better get that one right.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Do you have children? If so, what
four
are
of them. My oldest, Alyssa, is a junior in college. Playing basketball at Calumet College in Chicago. Riley is a senior here at La Junta High School. And I have two fifth graders, Brooklyn, who is the youngest, and Trace, who is 9 months and 4 days older than she is. We adopted him because we weren't sure we could have another one, and then we got pregnant the month we got him. So they're 9 months apart.
So now we're
going. So I have a question. So most superintendents never get to build a school, and you're in the position this year of almost totally rebuilding the primary school. Can you talk about some of those challenges?
There's a lot of moving pieces to a project like that. The planning phases, in prepping just to get to knowing what you need, involves a ton of people. There were committees and community members and staff. A lot of people contributed to that. Then once we obtained the grant, have to go through processes to select contractors, and that is very time consuming. Also involves a lot of legal, because they have to approve the contracts and make sure both the owner and the contractor are protected. Once construction begins, you got to get permits. You got to go through a lot of red tape. I got to make sure there's no asbestos that could be disturbed, which we ran into a huge issue there. And then once the construction starts, there's a lot of moving pieces in terms of scheduling, and your general contractor that runs the project has to keep a lot of plates up in the air spinning at the same time. One area that slowed down could affect four or five more. And so it's really important to understand scheduling and being able to see how one instance affects 8 or 10 other areas. And that's a good skill to learn, especially at your age, knowing that there's a ripple effect and thinking about how does this affect four people down the road, not just my immediate future. And that's probably the hardest part of the project, is managing the schedules.
Are you ready to do it again?
Open another project? you know, I do enjoy the construction side, but the architect that I wanted to be, it's nice to be able to do some of that. But in terms of the time commitment and how it takes away from, or it doesn't take away, it adds to the day-to-day job. I could use a break for about a year before I start another one.
So now we're going to move on to a Proust questionnaire. It has its origins in a parlor game popularized through by Marcel Proust, the French essayist and novelist who believed that in answering these questions, an individual reveals his or her true nature. The idea is that you say the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
What is your idea of perfect happiness?
Family.
What is your greatest fear?
Death.
What is the trait that you most deplore in yourself?
Say that again.
The trait that you most deplore in yourself.
Deplore?
Yeah.
What does deplore mean?
I have no idea.
Like, admire?
Hate.
Oh, hate.
Oh, I was a little bit off. Oh, okay. Oh, I deplore you. I despise you. Gotcha. I can be very negative.
Yeah. What is the trait that you most deplore in others?
Unwillingness to try.
Which living person do you most admire?
Living? My mother.
What is your greatest extravagance?
Boy. My home.
What is your current state of mind?
Peace.
What do you consider the most overrated virtue?
Ooh. That's a good question. I don't know that I have an answer for that one.
You can pass.
Okay.
On what occasion do you lie?
Oh, Christmas time, because I still tell my kids that there is Santa Claus.
What do you most dislike about your appearance?
My nose.
Which living person do you most despise?
Oh, that's a loaded question. I don't know that I despise many people. Let's go on. Bill Belichick.
What is the quality you most like in a person?
Guts, grit.
Which words or phrases do you most overuse?
I don't know that I notice them. I don't know.
Death.
What or who is the greatest love of your life?
My wife.
When and where were you happiest?
Vacation. 4 years ago.
Which talent would you most like to have?
I'd like to be able to play the piano.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
I'd be taller.
Me too. What do you consider your greatest achievement?
being a dad.
If you were to die and come back as a person or thing, what would it be?
As a person or thing, living or not living?
Yes.
Rock.
Where would you most like to live?
Oh, on a home on the water with a glass bottom.
What is your most treasured possession?
My family.
What do you regard as the lowest depth of misery?
Regret.
What is your favorite occupation?
Coach.
What is your most marked characteristic?
Intensity.
What do you most value in your friends?
Loyalty.
Who are your favorite writers?
S.E. Hinton.
For what reason?
S.E. Hinton was the author of The Outsiders and Rumblefish, a lot of movies that really resonated with me growing up.
Yeah. Who is your hero of fiction?
Oh, boy. I'm trying to think. I had one back in the day. Shazam.
Why is that?
I just remember the cartoon.
Yeah. Which historical figure do you most identify with?
Historical figure. That's all relative, right?
Yeah.
Jackie Robinson.
Who are your heroes in real life?
My parents, my grandparents.
What is the thing that you most dislike?
Fear of failure.
What are your favorite names?
Favorite names? Nicholas.
What is your greatest regret?
Greatest regret. I don't regret a whole lot. Probably having to retake college class.
What is your motto?
My motto?
Yes.
No one who ever gave their best regretted it.
Well, that's been my podcast. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Guys.
Season 1, Episode 2. Welcome to the Tiger Learning Center podcast. I'm Suri. We created a podcast to interview some of the people around the district. Today we're interviewing Julia Watera. Mrs. O is a science teacher at the Lahana Junior Senior High School. We will be asking 10 questions, then some questionnaire questions. Question 1. What is your high school years like?
Oh, my high school years were really fun. I have really good memories of them. I was kind of, like, everyone liked me, but I wasn't popular, if that makes any sense. Like, I didn't have enemies, but I wasn't in the in crowd. But I had, like, friends that I really valued, and I really liked them. And I ran cross country, and I really enjoyed that. And I was just really silly. I was very silly. I had fun just being weird with my friends. It was awesome.
How would you describe yourself?
In high school or now?
Now.
I would describe myself as kind of an intense person sometimes. I try to act like I'm all laid back, but I'm not really. I'm really kind of intense. I get really like, I like things to be right, and I wish I wasn't like that as much. I have the desire to be really, to be a really fun person, and I have that side of myself, but sometimes at school it doesn't always come out.
What interests What interests do you pursue outside the classroom?
Oh, I have a lot of things I like to do. I have a million hobbies. So I like music. I play the piano. I'm learning to play the ukulele. I really enjoy running. I really enjoy sewing and baking. I'm very into baking bread, like different kinds of breads, seeing how they rise differently, all that kind of stuff. And I love to read. I read. I just finished a memoir about a girl who was raised by doomsday preppers. She never went to school, but she went on to like teach herself, take the ACT by herself, and get a master's degree and like a PhD. So it was a really cool book.
Why did you decide to become a science teacher?
Well, I was living in Denver and I had like a son and I was a single mom. Well, I wasn't a single mom. My husband at the time was on the road a lot trucking. And so I was like, well, what could I was working at a job that I liked, but it wasn't going anywhere. And I had worked as an engineer, but I hated it because everyone is really uptight, like even more uptight than I am. So that was like way too much uptightness for me. I couldn't handle it. So I was like, what could I do that would, I would use my chemistry degree and I could like have a retirement and I would get time to spend with my kids. And that's why I decided to be a science teacher.
What do you like most about teaching as a career?
I really enjoy being creative as a teacher. I really enjoy like thinking up cool stuff to do in my classroom because I get to do so many interesting things. I love that part. I wish I could spend my entire day doing that. And I love the interactions that I have with my students. Just when they're learning and when they're focused, I really, really enjoy that. That's my favorite thing.
What is the greatest challenge? What is the greatest challenge facing students every day?
Oh my goodness, there's so many. I just think a lot of, like, I see so many students that don't know how to be students. They don't know how to learn something. Like, they don't know how to take what the teacher is saying and like internalize it for themselves. And they just want, they're so used to just either memorizing something and regurgitating that back or having the answers given to them or just not being challenged to like really dig deep into themselves and create new networks inside their brain. Like, they don't know how to do it. And that, like, I don't understand that because I love learning so much, but I see so many kids that just have never really had to learn anything, honestly. They just kind of always just, they're just taking in all of this input all the time, but none of it is sticking. And that's what I see a lot of. And I think that's very challenging for students.
Do you have any weaknesses?
Oh yeah, I got a lot of weaknesses. Sometimes I have a bad temper. Like, I get upset. And like, I don't yell, but I get like upset. Like, people upset me when they say mean things, and like, I wish I didn't let it get to me so much. You know, I wish that I was more laid back. I wish also that I just that I could just go with the flow a little bit more. I wish that I had that in me, like that ability to just kind of have some, not take everything so seriously.
What are your personal strengths?
I think that I am a very creative person, and in everything that I do, like, all, I love to be creative. And I think that I also, I have a love for what I do. And I think that I am kind of a perfectionist. So I think that that's actually a benefit when, especially when you're a teacher, because it means that you're doing your best. And I think students deserve to have the best. And so I like that. I consider that a strength in teaching.
What is your least favorite aspect of teaching?
Kids who say mean things to me. I don't really appreciate that. Or kids who make excuses. I get so tired of everyone's excuses. Because I just feel like I don't make excuses for myself. Or I very rarely allow myself to do that. And so when I just see other people just doing it as a matter of course every single day for like everything, it irritates me. And I think it's really, I think it's going to bog them down in life. It's a bad habit.
Last question.
Okay.
How do you structure your time in the classroom?
Oh, Lord. Differently on different days. Sometimes it doesn't go as planned. So sometimes you have to really, like, you know, be willing to be flexible a little bit. And but I generally have, like, a warm-up. Then we have some instruction, and I try to have something that the students are doing as well. So that's usually, it's like, warm-up. This is what we're talking about today. And then some kind of activity or assignment or something like that.
I would like to end this podcast with the Proust questionnaire. It is organs of in a parlor game popularized by Marcel Proust.
Proust like Roost.
Proust. Just like Ruth. The French essayist and novelist who believed that in answering these questions, an individual reveals his or her true nature.
Okay. Okay, this is fun.
What is your idea of a perfect happiness?
Lots of free time to do all kinds of weird stuff that I like to do.
What is your greatest fear?
My greatest fear, I guess, is having a life that I wasn't enjoying myself. Like, coming to the end of my life and realizing that I didn't enjoy myself enough, or I didn't enjoy the people around me, and I didn't appreciate them.
Which living person do you most admire?
I don't know. Let me see. Who do I really admire? I admire a lot of people. That's, like, a hard one. First thing that comes to my mind, I guess, is my mom. I admire my mom. And she's a strong person.
What is your current state of mind?
My current state of mind is kind of like depressed a little bit because I'm tired of the cold. I need spring break to come.
On what accusation do you lie? What occasion? I'm sorry.
When do I lie?
Yeah.
When I feel like I haven't done my best. Or I stretch the truth anyways.
What do you most dislike about your appearance?
I hate my teeth because my lips don't cover, my lips don't close naturally, and I hate that. I have like a short build, so I have like big old teeth, and I just hate that.
which words or phrases you most overuse?
I probably say like too much. It makes me sound dumb, I guess, but I'm not dumb. But I guess I say like and way too much.
Who is the greatest love of your life?
Oh, my kids. My kids, Abe and Adam, are my loves in my life.
When and where are you happy? When and where were you happiest?
I was probably, honestly, the happiest on a day-to-day basis when I lived in West Africa. Because I was just had a nice, simple life there, and I really loved, I was learning something every day, and I didn't have a ton of responsibilities, and so I was really happy then. That was in my mid-20s. I didn't have my kids. I love my kids, but it is hard. It makes your life more hard, you know.
Which talent would you most like to have?
I really wish I could play the guitar and sing. I really do. And or like the ukulele and be like a really good singer and like go around and like have a hat and like people would throw money in it. I think that would be super cool.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
I wish I wasn't so hard on myself and the other people around me.
What do you consider your greatest achievement?
I consider my greatest achievement just being a mom to my kids. Like all the little things, teaching my kids to read, teaching my kids to ride their bikes, like things like that.
If you were dying to come back in a person or thing, what would it be?
An eagle. No question.
Why is that?
Well, because they're free, and I just really want, I really feel like bogged down by all my responsibilities sometimes and by my own like need to like have everything be perfect, and I just wish I could be an eagle and just accept my state for whatever was in front of me that day. I caught food, you know, I have a nest, I am an eagle or whatever, and I just do my eagle stuff, and then I go to sleep, and I fly, and I glide, and yeah, I don't want to be a person, that's for sure. That's like the worst possible species. I'd be an eagle or like a whale of some kind.
Where would you most like to live?
I would most like to live somewhere warm. Probably somewhere that's a small town, but like near either mountains or the beach. I don't know. Maybe like North Carolina, someplace like that.
What is your favorite
occupation? My favorite occupation, like hobby to do, I guess would be to read. I like reading a lot.
What do you most value in your friends?
I most value a friend that doesn't talk behind my back and that is trustworthy and honest with me.
Who are your favorite writers?
Oh, gosh. I really love F. Scott Fitzgerald. I love Dorothy Parker. They're like from the 20s. I really love Jane Austen. I've read like all the works of Jane Austen. And I love, I actually, I don't know. Those are the ones that come to mind right now.
Who's your hero of fiction?
My hero of fiction? I like Scarlett O'Hara. She was very tough. She didn't take any crap from anybody.
Who are your heroes in real life?
In real life, I would say that if I could say I had a hero, I guess it would be my mom, because I feel like she's just, like I said, been through a lot in her life. She's come through it, and I really love watching my mom get old, because I like her so much more as an old person, and I think she is like continuing to be a learner in her life, and she's always trying to be a better person. Even though she's in her 60s, she's always I like how she's gotten a little bit softer, and she's worked on like softening herself a little bit, and like she hasn't given up on trying to be better all the time. She's still changing and morphing as a person, and I really like that about her. I want to be like that.
What is it that you most dislike?
What do I most dislike?
Yes.
I dislike people who are humorless, like have no sense of humor. They're just like so dry and like uptight, and it's like, I hate that. People who are all about money and stuff, I hate that too.
What is your greatest regret?
My greatest regret is not, okay, I always think about this, because when I graduated from college, I knew I wanted to get a master's, but I didn't know what I wanted to get a master's in. And I got accepted to a program to do epidemiology, which is like disease spread, how diseases spread and how they get transmitted between people and animals and stuff like that. And I think I would have really enjoyed that. And I wish that I had had the courage to go for it. It was just a lot of money, and I didn't want to do that at the time, so I did the less expensive option, but I wish I had done it. I think I would have enjoyed it.
Last question. Okay. What is your motto?
My motto? Oh gosh, my motto. I guess my motto is, my motto that I want to live up to is like, don't worry, be happy. Because that's, I really want to live in the present. Like, I don't have a smartphone. I don't check, I'm like engaged with who's ever in front of me. And I just want to be in that moment and enjoy every moment as much as I can, and that, and like that's what my idea of like having a happy life. So it's just enjoying like the people who are in front of me right now, and that's how I think people are happy. It's when you think about the past or the future that you get sad, you know. Most present moments are not that bad. Like almost every present moment is okay. It's just like dwelling on things in the future or past that make us sad. So I guess that's my motto.
Thank you for your time. So
thank
we
you.
Appreciate it. We learned so much about you.
Okay, thank you so much. I hope I said the right thing.
Season 1, Episode 3. Welcome to this Tiger Learning Center podcast. My name is Ashley Lopez, and I'm here with Amara Mendoza and Nathan Madrigal, and we are joined by William Schmidt. Mr. Schmidt is currently teaching English at the Lahana Junior Senior High School. We prepared 10 questions along with the Proust questionnaire. Before we start, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Schmidt?
Certainly. I would like to be about myself. All right. Been involved in education here in La Junta for, probably the past 17, almost 18 years. Not born in La Junta, but I moved here when I was 5. So I've been here for quite a while. And so I've been able to see a lot of things happen. Good things. I am married. I've got 4 children. One of them who's celebrating a birthday today. And I'm a firm believer in helping out people around La Junta, helping out kids especially, and watching them grow and turn into leaders. And I have a separate life as well. I'm in the military as well. So that's me in a nutshell.
Okay. All right, well, I'll be the first to ask a question here. You mentioned you were in the military. Why did you choose to join the military?
Quite frankly, when I joined the military, back when I graduated high school, I didn't think I was ready for college. And not only was I not ready for college, I couldn't afford to go to school. So I knew that money was an issue, My parents didn't have money, and if I wanted to do something with my life, I needed to get out of Lahaina. So the military was something I thought would be good for me. My brother was at the time still in the military, and he kind of coaxed me into joining. And I narrowed it down to be either being in the Air Force or the Navy, and decided to go the Air Force way because my brother was in the Air Force. And I knew I'd be able to gain some work experience. I'd be able to get out of Lahaina, which I was really wanting to do at the time. And I'd get some money to be able to go back to school if that was something I wanted to do down the road. So those were my reasons at that point. And in addition to that, we were currently finishing up the Gulf War at the time. And so it was kind of one of those things that was always on the news and it was in your mind. And so I felt like I needed to help my country out as well.
Where'd you get to travel?
I've traveled all over the world. I have been to Japan. I have been to Europe. I have been to Hawaii. I have been all over the United States. I've been to the Middle East. I've been to where, going back to biblical times, where they call Babylon. I've been to Iraq. I've been to Jordan. I've seen people from all walks of life, and it's been awesome. It really has. And I'm a history buff, so I've learned a lot about not only our history, but I've learned about the history of other countries as well. One of the most interesting places I've ever been to was Europe, and I went to go to what they call the Eastern Bloc countries, which at the time, now they're democratic for the most part, but back in the day, they were communist. So we didn't learn much about those countries growing up. So when I got to go there, I was opened up to a whole nother world. And it was pretty humbling to see what we have here in the United States and how much we have. And those people don't have a lot at all. So I've been all over the world, almost to every continent. Haven't been to Africa yet, but I'm looking to go there.
Do you have any advice for people who will join the military in the future?
I do. First and foremost, before you sign anything, truly know what you're getting into and that you feel this is something you want to do. I believe that anybody and everybody has something within them to give back to our country, okay? And with that part being said, there's four different branches, five actually with the Coast Guard, and I think everybody could fit into one of those branches, right? And I do believe that going into the military, it gets you to realize what you can do. Because when we're young, we think, I can't do this, I can't do that. And you join the military and you realize, I can do a lot much, but I can do much more than I think I can. And I've learned that I work with people from all walks of life, and one person can do something really well, and maybe I can't. We work together, we can overcome a lot. And that's probably something I've learned over my time is problem-solving skills, be able to work with people, to be able to accomplish goals. So if you want to join the military, I think it's something that would be good for probably anybody. Just know what you're getting into and kind of prepare yourself mentally and physically as well. But talk to somebody that's in it prior to making that decision. To say, if I want to be a Marine, go talk to somebody who's in the Marines or been in the Marines, or if you want to be in the Army or whatever branch. So that way they give you the real, this is the real down and dirty of what it's all about. But it's a great life. I've loved every minute of it, going on 25 years that I've spent so far. So, and I'm going to continue as long as I can.
So you're obviously a teacher now. How do you like teaching?
I love teaching, and the best part about teaching is every day is different. I know that when I come to school, I'm prepared with what I have to do, but I have 100 other faces that come into my room. And one of the best things about teaching is not necessarily English, right? Because let's not lie, English is kind of boring, right? But we learn about life, not just English, right? And so, yes, we're talking about whatever, how to build a sentence or what this author's saying, but then that brings to the discussion table ideas of what we can do as people and how we can problem solve, and we talk about life in general in here, and we become better people through the process. So it's not just about learning math or science or social studies or English. It's about me being able to teach people and help them grow and help them really truly find out who they are. And that's where I love just working with people. I love working with kids. I love working with people who are trying to get through problems and give them ways to solve those problems.
What inspired you to teach?
I believe that I had some really good teachers growing up. And one of those is kind of still involved in our community. Actually, both of them are. And one of them is Mr. Jack Harris. He was a pretty big, he played a role in my life at a time where I struggled. And the other person is Mrs. Kathy Blevins. The two of them really were inspiring to me because they taught separate subjects, but and they had different styles. But there are things that I remember that they taught me, not even about English or not about algebra, but more about life. And that's what inspired me to become a teacher. So that way I could one day hopefully have an impact on other people like they had an impact on me.
What's your favorite grade to teach?
Favorite grade? I've taught 5th grade, I've taught 6th grade, I've taught 10th grade so far. And I guess 7th and 8th because I have a PE class. I think they all have something to offer that is unique to them. But right now, currently teaching 10th graders, I kind of like this. This is probably my favorite so far because I teach with a lot of comedy. I teach with a lot of personality. And at this level, 10th graders kind of get my comedy, even though sometimes it's, you know, they might think, well, this guy's crazy, right? But I think we relate a little more. And they're at that point to where they're starting to become young adults.
What are your hobbies outside of school?
Outside of school, I've mentioned earlier, I have 4 kids. So my kids are my hobbies, right? And what they do, I try to support them in every way. Whether it's sports, whether it's we raise cattle, we raise horses, we're in 4-H. And I'm keeping up with them. It's like a race, okay? Life is a track meet for me. So helping them, supporting them, making them grow, teaching them right and wrong, and hopefully, you know, with a lot of coaxing, they're going to make the right decisions, right? And so that's my main focus is being a dad and a husband and a help, you know, a helper along the ways. But, you know, I do have fun doing things. I like outdoors, hiking, fishing. I love to fish. I'll fish in a puddle on the side of the road if there's a chance that there's a fish in there because I love to fish. But I like being in the outdoors, truly. You know, being in the mountains or, you know, down at one of the area lakes. And I like to shoot guns. I'm big into shooting, okay, whether it's hunting or whatever. So anything with outdoors, I'm game. I love it.
So we're going to end the interview now with the Proust questionnaire. The Proust questionnaire has its origins in a parlor game popularized by Marcel Proust, the French essayist and novelist, who believed that in answering these questions, an individual reveals his or her nature. The idea is the first answer that comes to mind. What is your idea of perfect happiness?
Family.
What is your greatest fear?
Losing my family.
What is the trait you most deplore in yourself?
Procrastination.
What is the trait you most deplore in others?
Procrastination.
Which living person do you most admire?
My wife.
What is your greatest extravagance?
My greatest extravagance? I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Humble.
Uh, being humble.
There you go.
What is your current state of mind?
I'm kind of scatterbrained all the time, to tell you the truth.
What do you consider the most overrated virtue?
Most overrated virtue? Being rich. People are always wanting to be rich. And I always say, money's not everything. That's a
good answer. On what occasion do you lie?
On what occasion do I lie? I try not to lie ever, to tell you the truth. So I'm sure I have before or not. Before. So.
What do you most dislike about your appearance?
My belly.
Which living person do you most despise?
Do I most despise? Which living person? I'm not a very hateful person. I'll just say people who are untruthful.
What's the quality you most like in a person?
Honesty.
Which words or phrases do you most overuse?
Like, I use a lot. Okay, I use a lot. And I think that's it. Well, with my kids, stop, right? Because I'm a dad. I'm always doing stop.
What or who was the greatest love of your life?
My wife.
When and where were you happiest?
I am happy currently.
Which talent would you most like to have?
Talent? Music. I love music, but I want to be able to play music.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Go back in time and make a few different decisions.
What do you consider your greatest achievement?
My greatest achievement is being a father.
If you were to die and come back as a person or a thing, what would it be?
Good question. I'm going to pass on that one. I just thought into that.
Where would you most like to live?
I love living where I live now. However, if I had a chance, I would love to live in the mountains.
What is your most treasured possession?
My most treasured possession are the memories I've built with my family.
What is your favorite occupation?
Teaching.
What do you regard as the lowest depth of misery?
The lowest step of misery is regret.
Who is your most marked characteristic? Or what is your most marked characteristic?
Punctuality.
What do you most value in your friends?
Honesty.
Who is your hero of fiction?
Who is my hero of fiction? I'm gonna go with I don't even remember the guy's name. I have a favorite author of fiction, if that helps. Stephen King.
That's the next question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Rolls into that one.
Who are your favorite writers?
Stephen King is my favorite writer, and Mitch Albom, who writes sports novels.
Which historical figure do you most identify with?
Jesus.
Who are your heroes in real life?
In real life, my heroes are the men and women who protect our country.
What are your favorite names?
My favorite names? Of people?
Anything.
Of anything. Casey, Shaylee, Rylan, Peyton, Briley, and it's my family.
What is it that you most dislike?
Materialism.
What is your greatest regret?
Poor decisions as a teenager.
How would you like to die?
With my family.
And what is your motto?
My motto? Make no excuses. It's right up there.
All right, well, that seems to be the end of the prose questionnaire. Mr. Schmidt, thank you for joining us today in this podcast. Is there anything else you'd like to add about yourself?
I just want to say thank you for this opportunity to meet you, because I two that I haven't really met, one I have met before, and I want to wish you guys the best. This was a great interview.
Yeah, once again, thank you for your time. I've learned a lot about you, and I hope all of our audience members did as well.
Mr. McHerney gets the last question.
I get
the last question.
You get the last question.
The five greatest bands, and there's wrong as quick as you can, and there's wrong answers.
Okay, five greatest bands. I am going to go with the Rolling Stones. I'm going to go with Metallica. I'm going to go with Black Sabbath. I'm going to fast forward to Jane's Addiction. I'm changing it a little bit there on you. And then I am going to also go with a different genre, and I like country, so I'm going to say George Strait.
Nice.
All right?
All right. Well, close enough. You got Black Sabbath in there.
There you go.
Season 1, Episode 4.
I'm Jade.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Anhelko.
We're sophomores at Tiger Learning Center in La Junta, Colorado. And today we welcome Miss Graham to Tiger Learning Center podcast. We will be asking her 10 questions and end with the Prowse questionnaire. Okay.
So first question, what is your occupation?
I am a para here at the La Junta High School.
How do you like being a mom?
I love being a mom. That's my favorite thing, actually.
How many kids do you have?
I have 4 altogether. We have 2 older kids that were my husband's before we got married. Then I had a child, and she's 23, and we have Jamie together, and he's almost 14. What? And I have a grandbaby on the way.
What made you become a teacher?
I like kids, and I was good with kids, and when I started, I was in special ed, and I really liked to do things with special ed kids, so I like kids.
How did you and your husband meet?
We met at church, and we had someone set us up, so, but the funny story to that is that 6 weeks after we met, we got married.
Ooh. Dang. If you were able to travel, where would you go?
Scotland and Ireland. That's my number one. I would like to go to Israel, too. Maybe number 2.
How do you feel about working with your students at TLC?
I love all my kids at TLC. Sometimes I'm very frustrated by my kids at TLC, but I love them all. They all have really cool quirks about them, different differences in all the kids, and I'm really glad that we're small enough that I get to really know each of them.
Have you ever been out of state?
Yes, I've been to many states. Do you want me to list them? I've been all over.
Are you going to name them?
Do you want me to? I've been to Arizona a lot. Nevada, I've been to New Mexico, I've been to Wyoming, I've been to South Dakota. We went to Mount Rushmore last year for a vacation. Of course, Kansas, I go there all the time. I've been back east. My parents, my dad was a truck driver, and he took me one time back east. He actually took horses over the road, and so I got to go with him one time. So.
How was school back then compared to now?
There's a lot of things that are a lot the same about school back then. Like the way kids act and the way that, you know, that teenagers feel like everybody's against them. I remember feeling that way. A lot of things have changed. Of course, we did not have a phone when we were in school. We just had started into computers, and so... we did things like play Oregon Trail on computers. So that has changed a lot. So there's a few things that are the same.
Who's the most important character of Lord of the Rings?
Oh, well, of course, Aragorn is the most important character. But, and he's my favorite, actually. But if you were talking to other people, they might say Frodo. But I think he's kind of a wimp.
Okay. Now we're going to read the Prowse questionnaire.
Okay.
It's by Marcel Proust, the French novelist. What is your ideal of perfect happiness?
Being with my kids.
What is your greatest fear?
I don't know. I guess embarrassing myself, I'm not sure. I don't know what my greatest fear is.
What is the trait you most deplore in yourself?
Pride.
What is the trait you most deplore in others?
In others? I really dislike people who lie.
Which living person do you most admire?
I'm going to say Jesus.
What is your greatest extravagance?
I like to buy lots of junk for my kids, and that's probably my greatest extravagance. I can't even say it.
Extravagance?
Yes.
What is your current state of mind?
I'm okay. I think there's a few things going on, but pretty peaceful.
What do you consider the most overrated virtue?
The most overrated virtue? Maybe pride.
On what occasion do you lie?
To save somebody's feelings.
What do you most dislike about your appearance?
How heavy I am.
Which living person do you most despise?
Kim Jong-un. I cannot stand that guy. He annoys me to no end.
What is the quality you like most in a person?
I like kindness, I think. I can let a lot of things go if the person is kind. And even if I've seen just a little kind, like a hint of something in their character as to being kind, then a lot of times I will warm up to them.
Which words or phrases do you overuse?
Endearments, I use them a lot too much. So like babe and honey and... Mm. Those things. I'm sure I have called each one of you one of those.
What or who is the greatest love of your life?
My husband and my kids. And I'm going to say Jesus again.
When and where were you happy? Were you happiest?
I think I'm pretty happy right now. So... I don't want to say like my teenage years. I think where I'm at right now, I've always been pretty happy though.
Which talent would you most like to have?
To play the piano or play an instrument from ear, like that I could just sit down and do it. That would be the coolest talent ever. And I would like to sing, like really good sing.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
I don't know. Are you thinking of like something about my personality or something about my physical appearance?
Anything.
I would be a lot smarter, maybe, or I don't know.
What do you consider your greatest achievement?
My kids. And when somebody tells me that my kids were kind or well-behaved or that they like my kids, then I feel pretty proud of that.
If you were to die and come back as a person or a thing, what would it be?
A person or a thing? Well, obviously somebody rich. Like Oprah Winfrey would be a pretty cool person. I mean, I wouldn't make the same decisions that she'd made, but I mean, I could do Oprah's life pretty good.
Where would you most like to live?
To live?
Yeah.
Right now, Texas, because that's where my daughter is, and I would like to be close to her. But if I was thinking like on a grand scale, like if I were Oprah, the Willamette Valley in Oregon is really pretty. I would like to live there, maybe in Scotland, somewhere out of the way and remote.
What is your most treasured possession?
My possession?
Possession, yeah.
Probably family photos.
What do you regard as the lowest depth of misery?
I suppose any time that anybody is completely alone, maybe.
What is your favorite occupation?
So, like, if I was going to be something else? Mm-hmm. Or yeah. Somebody is doing?
It's open. Whatever.
So, if I was going to do something else, I would like to be a Travel Channel host. Because I think of all the jobs in the world, that'd be a pretty cool one.
What is your most marked characteristic?
I think people, my husband always says this, and I've heard other people say that I'm always like laughing and smiling, that I don't get real angry and in the depths of despair very much. That's probably it.
What do you most value in your friends?
Honesty. I like that. Loyalty. I like a friend that we can laugh with a lot, so somebody that has a good sense of humor.
Who are your favorite writers?
I love Jen Karen, and she wrote all the Mitford books. I love, of course, we talked about J.R.R. Tolkien. I love him. I like Jane Austen, kind of. Probably when I was been have the author that I love the most is probably Laura Ingalls Wilder, or that's a hard question for me. Do you hear how many I like?
Yeah.
She wrote Little Women, and I can't think. Why can't I think of her name? Because I'm not. Oh my gosh, who wrote Little Women?
Ascot.
Huh? Louisa May Alcott. I share her birthday.
Who is your hero of fiction?
Oh, of fiction? My favorite hero of fiction. Well, Aragorn writes right up there in The Lord of the Rings. And then in my Mitford books, I love the priest that is in there. His name is Father Tim, and I really love him.
Which historical figure do you most identify with?
Identify with?
Yeah.
An historical figure that I identify with? Maybe Abraham Lincoln. Because I kind of feel like we're kind of in times that are kind of like we're heading in a direction and can see that we are, but there's nothing I can do about it as an individual, maybe.
Who are your heroes in real life?
In real life, my mom and dad. There's a woman here. Her name is Connie Eade, and I love her. She's very close to the Lord, and I really like her. And Joe Romero is kind of up there, too.
What are your favorite names?
My favorite names? Well, I love Ruth. That's my daughter's name because I love the story in the Bible about Ruth so much. And then I wanted to name my son Dallas or Jackson, and my husband boohooed that. So we went with Jamie. So I guess Jamie.
What is it that you most dislike?
That I most dislike? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that I dislike. I don't know. That's a hard one to try to pinpoint the thing that you most dislike. I'll pass that one.
What is your greatest regret?
I really regret not doing better in school. I kind of skated through, and now that I look back, I see that I could have done so much better. And so I regret that I didn't try harder.
What is your motto?
My motto. I think I'll go with maybe a Bible verse and say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. I think that was probably it.
That's a good motto. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Graham, to help us with our speech.
You're welcome. It was fun.
And
I hope you learned something from my regret. Thanks. It was a good time, guys.
Thank you.
Season 1, Episode 5. This is TLC Podcast, and we are here to interview Ms. Davis about her life. It is currently March 7th, 2019, and we are going to start off with a question about our high school years. Would you like to tell us a bit about yourself?
So I actually grew up in Lahaina, Colorado, and I came back 25 years later to teach here. My dad was my principal at the middle school, so when I came up here, life for me was not as easy as some, because if I messed up, my dad would get it. And when I came up here, my godfather actually came up to be the athletic director. So I had administration watching me the entire time I was around high school. I was a track star. And I graduated in 1993.
So,
that's right. Jump down.
How well did you do?
In high school?
Mm-hmm.
I got a scholarship for Otero Junior College for my grades. So that I did good there. And I really was successful in track, and I was in FBLA and NHS. I was in high teens. I was an officer, but I never wanted to be the president. I would just pick secretary because I didn't feel that was as much pressure as me having to be the secretary or having to be a president.
What was your favorite class in high school?
My favorite class was Colorado History with Mr. John Carson. It was amazing. He is a relative of Kit Carson, and he had stories. I think I was a sophomore when I took that class, and I remember more Colorado history than probably anybody at your age is know about Colorado at all now, you know?
Mm-hmm. What made you choose your career?
Well, I actually wanted to be a juvenile probation officer, and I did a 9-month stint in Boulder County, and I had 4 kids, and 3 of the kids I had to send to juvie, and 1 kid was going to jail, and I came in, and the lady's like, oh, well, I said, well, what makes this a successful career? And she said, well, if you change one kid's life their whole life, I was like, I can't do this, so I called my dad and said, guess what? I'm going to follow in yours and mom's footsteps. And so I took the place test and became a teacher. Now, I didn't really intend to do special education. That came later, but it's worked out for me.
Right. How long have you been a teacher?
This is year number 19. I started in 2000.
What are your hobbies?
I tap dance. at Kate's Dance Studio. And twice a year, I get up on stage and do the recital. I do one in December and one in May. It's the worst. It's the most stressful week of the whole thing, but it really is my biggest hobby. And then I have a niece and nephew that hang out or that live here, and I love sports. I go to the Bronco games. I'm a season ticket holder, and so I go to all the Bronco games, and so I'm a big sports fan too.
If any other careers, like if you weren't to choose this one, what else would you have wanted to be?
Now, if I would go back, I think I would like to have joined the Navy.
Oh, wow.
I really do. And I really, really would have wanted to fly, though, for them. That's what I would have wanted to do.
It's interesting.
A lot of people picked the Navy.
Who did you look up to growing up?
My parents were my biggest influence. They still are. My dad, that's probably nice. I'm a daddy's girl more than a mama's girl, but I still to this day I really worry about what my dad thinks of me. You know, other people I can say things, and but whenever I look at my dad and he's very disappointed, then I'm very disappointed in my decision. So he'd probably be the biggest person I look up to.
Out of everything that you've done so far in life, what would you say your greatest achievement would have been?
My greatest achievement has probably been this year I took on a principal's license, because I don't really want to be an administrator, but I really needed the piece of paper. So if I do want to become a special education director, I have it. And I have realized that I really am a good leader, even though sometimes I don't think of myself as that. So that's probably my greatest accomplishment, is I'm starting to figure out myself. So.
Well, we would like to end our podcast with the Proust questionnaire. The Proust questionnaire has its origins in the parlor game popularized by Marcel Proust, the French essayist and novelist, who believed that in answering these questions, an individual reveals his to or her true nature.
So the first question is, what is your idea of perfect happiness?
The idea is the first thing in your head.
Oh. Yeah.
It's just like...
My nieces and nephews.
What is your greatest fear?
Mice.
What is the trait you must deplore in yourself?
Enthusiasm.
What is the trait you must deplore in others?
Honesty.
That's a nice one.
Which living person do you deplore? Most admire?
You hate honest people?
You said the first. Okay, deplore. The person. Oh, dishonesty. There, I forgot the dis.
Which living person do you most admire?
My dad, Ron Davis.
What is your greatest extravagance?
My 7 tattoos.
Oh, wow. what is your current state of mind?
It's pretty bouncy and all over the place.
What do you consider the most overrated virtue?
Patience, sometimes.
On what occasions do you lie?
I'm not a very good liar, so rarely.
Makes sense. What do you most dislike about your parents?
What I most dislike? Probably my freckles.
Which living person do you most despise?
Ooh. He's not living.
Oh.
Well, I was gonna say like Hitler, but he's not living. Yeah. So let's see. The one I despise the most living is probably El Chapo.
What is the quality you most like in a person?
I like honesty. It's probably my biggest one.
Yeah. Which words or phrases do you most overuse?
Dude.
Don't say. What or who is the greatest love of your life?
Probably Michael Perez, my mortician. That's my boyfriend.
Yeah. When and where were you happiest?
I'm probably pretty happy yet in my 40s.
Which talent would you most like to have?
Flying.
That's a good one. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Probably my voice. I would like it to be a little bit less loud.
What do you consider your greatest achievement? Oh, can I ask them earlier?
Probably my nieces and nephews.
If you were to die and come back as a person or a thing, what would it be?
I would like to come back as a dog. I think they have the life.
Yeah, they've been made.
Yeah.
Where would you most like to live?
Italy.
Oh, that's a good one. What is your most treasured possession?
Probably my ruby ring.
What do you regard as the lowest depth of misery?
Oh my gosh. The lowest depth of misery. Probably depression? I guess. Depression. Let's go with it.
All right. What is your favorite occupation?
Pro football player. They get paid lots of money.
Yeah, you're right. What is your most marked characteristic?
Probably my bubbliness.
What do you most value in your friends?
The ability to be blunt and honest.
Yeah, me too. Who are your favorite writers?
I really like J.K. Rowling, and I like, that's probably, she's probably the best I like. I read a lot, though.
Who is your hero of fiction?
Well, every girl loves Batman in his dark black.
What historical figure do you most identify with?
Oh my goodness.
It's a very hard one.
Probably Eleanor Roosevelt. She was really big into women's rights, yeah. And I think that's an important thing. She was a very strong woman.
Who are your heroes in real life?
My mom and dad, and my niece and nephew, and my other niece and nephew. Probably my family. Those are probably my biggest heroes, because those are the ones that I, you know, aspire to be like, and I hope I don't disappoint.
That's good. What is your favorite? What are your favorite names?
For like just any random name or like my nickname?
Yeah, like
Lissy, Whitney Grace.
What is it that you most dislike?
I dislike people that get away with doing bare minimum and still being rewarded for it. That drives me insane.
What is your greatest regret?
My greatest regret is probably that I didn't go like to school overseas for a little bit just to see the country. I don't have a passport yet. That's probably something that's a regret.
Right. What's your motto?
Unleash your inner sparkle.
Oh, I thought you were gonna do it. Well, Ms. Davis, thank you for your time. This interview has been great, and it's been good to get to know you better.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, it was a wonderful time. Thank you.
Thank you.